This podcast is brought to you by the Francis Scott Key Family Resort in Ocean City, Maryland. Visit us online at fskfamily.com. The Francis Scott Key Family Resort, your Ocean City vacation destination. For many Marylanders, heading down the ocean or to the shore means only one thing: a summer vacation in Ocean City. Designated an All-American City in 2001, it's gotten quite crowded on the beach, in the restaurants, and on Coastal Highway. But it's still Marylanders' favorite place to sunbathe, jump waves, eat, shop, meet friends, and make new friends. On a skinny stretch of Barrier Island, less than 10 miles long, the attraction is that wide sandy beach, pounding surf, and ocean breezes. So many visitors arrive that for 3 months of the year, Ocean City is the second largest city in the state. Only Baltimore has more people. Ocean City's entire beach is open to the public. The boardwalk, which stretches to 27th Street, is the oldest part of Ocean City. It's crowded with hotels, some of them dating back to the 1920s. Restaurants, ice cream stands, and shops fill the gaps along the way. It ends at the fishing pier, with Trimper's amusement rides, including one of the oldest carousels in the country. Out on Coastal Highway, shopping centers, restaurants, hotels, and condominiums demand your attention. Miniature golf courses are exceedingly popular. They're all crowded after dark, and there are some dandies. The quieter waters surrounding Ocean City, the bays of Assawoman, Sinipuxent, and Montego, attract fishermen, sailors, parasailers, and kayakers who like their water calmer. The inlet at the south end of the island was created during a fierce hurricane in the 20th century. Its creation spurred the growth of the city's fishing industry, since it made the trip to the ocean much quicker. This podcast was sponsored by the Francis Scott Key Family Resort. The Francis Scott Key can be visited online at fskfamily.com. That's the Francis Scott Key Family Resort, your Ocean City vacation destination.